So what's the name of this podcast?
Eugene
Cast.
How am I supposed to pronounce that?
Oig Cast.
A huge cast.
Huge cast.
You're listening to
Huge Cast.
That's right. You're listening to Huge Cast, a volunteer-powered cooperative where we talk with people who may or may not live in the Eugene, Oregon area. We think they have some really cool stories to tell. It's go time. Hey, everybody. It's me, JoJo, and I'm talking with the lovely and talented Christy. Hey.
Hey.
Sorry, you knew that I was going to do that, right? Like,
that's
hey.
Okay. That's okay.
Who doesn't? So, Christy, hey.
H-E-Y.
H-E-Y. Well, that just makes it easier for me to be ridiculous, okay? Nice. So, Christy is an entrepreneur of a lot of jobs, a woman after my own heart, and you're part of the team developing a travel app. Would you call it a travel app?
Yeah, travel app for sure.
It's called Together Anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I was reading in your little profile thing that you love story. And I was completely entranced, actually, by what you wrote. So I'm actually going to read what you wrote to me. You said, and I quote, "I would then have to say I'm most passionate about connection and how these stories that we tell from the past informs and connects to our present reality. How do we then connect with the places and the people who came before us and then, of course, each other?" And I love that. But I love the idea of story and all of the things that you have done previously up to this point and how you think your love of story has connected all of those points for you to now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, no pressure, but go.
Well, I guess I should start by kind of explaining what it is exactly we're doing.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah. So it's me and my husband, Arnaud. He's from Belgium. And our third business partner, Andrew Hussey, who lived in Eugene, actually quite a few years ago. And we connected through the music scene. And anyway, the three of us connected to create this app. It's not a new idea in the sense that it exists in other places. So we came across these audio guides for traveling in Canada last year.
Wow.
And they also exist in national parks. Over in Hawaii, there are quite a few. But we really realized that these need to be in Oregon. And so,
yeah.
So we decided to let's just start making this however we think that this works. So we started less than a year ago. We started in October of 2018, kind of deciding what this would look like. And we decided that Eugene would be one of the focal points of where we wanted to start from, because we knew this place, we know that there's an incredible amount of stories behind the Willamette Valley and Eugene,
yeah,
and the development of Oregon itself. And so we started telling the story from Eugene to Bend. So how our travel guide works is that as you drive down the highway, so this, for Eugene, it's McKenzie Highway 126.
Okay.
There are audio points along the way that are tied to a GPS coordinate, and as you pass that coordinate, then the story begins.
Wow. So is it literally a story, or is it like, turn right and you'll find a giant ball of string? Or,
well, I mean, so, and we are getting, you know, we are evolving how we are actually telling the story of these roads and the and Oregon along the way. Some of it is factual. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, one along the way, like the covered bridge, right? So the Good Pasture Covered Bridge.
Right.
So up ahead, you're going to see Good Pasture Covered Bridge. It's the second longest in the state of Oregon. It's been there since, 1933 or something like that.
You mean
that.
You don't have all of this completely memorized?
No.
I don't. Like, what have you been doing?
Not at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I think from Eugene to Bend, there are 102 audio points along the way.
Wow.
So over 100 points are, yeah, pieces of content that are talked about. And then we also do from Salem to Bend.
Wow.
So it ties up at the Santiam Junction there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's just so many different types of stories. Stories about the Native Americans that were here pre-1830s. You know, the settlers that first started here in the Willamette Valley, the development of the road of the Saniam over the Saniam Pass, how it was actually, you know, most of us know the story of the Oregon Trail.
Right.
Coming west, east to west, the first roads like the Saniam Pass and the Mackenzie Pass were some of the first roads going from west to east.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, things that, yeah, I mean, and I don't know if that's, you know.
No, I have so many questions.
Yeah.
Now. I have so many questions.
But how that those actually happened, you know, how those development of those roads actually happened, how the settling of Oregon actually happened. And where we drive through so quickly today that used to take people days, weeks to get through.
Yeah.
And, you know, their whole lives were built around, you know, building up this area that we get to live in today.
How do you narrow down all the story? Well, first, how do you find the content and how do you narrow down? Because I'm sure that there's some that you didn't use or that you had to toss for later because it just misses that part of the highway or whatever. Like, how do you even find the content?
Yeah, there's so many places that the content comes from. I mean, it actually begins with us driving it and recording it. So actually we are currently working on Mount Hood.
Really?
A Mount Hood route. And Andrew and I, like, we just get in the car together and we put the GoPro on and we say, we're going to drive down the road and we're going to ask all the questions, you know, all the things that you might be curious about driving down the road. We're going to like ask all those questions and we're going to take note of all of those things and notice all the little pieces that are on Google Maps that most we just usually don't stop at.
Yeah.
This historical marker, that little piece of whatever. And then it begins with stopping and getting to know the places a little bit more intimately. Like, you know, so for instance, you know, stopping at the Mount Hood Cultural Center or, you know, as far as the Mackenzie route went, stopping at, you know, the ranger station and reading all the signs, you know, all the things. But then there's the internet. I mean, there's so much, of course.
So much.
And then there's all of the books that are out there. I mean, that's the thing. The audio guide is an attempt to take this day of information overload.
Yeah.
And funnel it into a user-friendly way that is more than just turn right here, turn left here, or
right.
Go do this thing or go do that thing. Like, we're trying to make it an entertaining way to connect people to place through the stories that are from that area.
Well, and what a brilliant and lovely thing to do for families who are in cars, but now everybody's just looking at their damn phone.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not saying that car trips are a good time for everyone, but wouldn't it be amazing, you know, if you have this thing where the kids are actually looking to try to figure out what the next thing is and they're looking around. I mean, talk about family engagement.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Right.
Well, that's got to be huge.
Right. You know, it's really funny because before we made these, like, I don't have kids and neither does our other business partner. And so our only experience with these had been like as adults and like, you know, being nerdy adults, like,
nerds rule.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, experiencing these audio guides in other places. I mean, I can tell you all about the Canadian Transcontinental Railroad, like, because I learned about it.
So cool, though.
Yeah. I mean, and so, you know, in designing these for Oregon and then launching our product, like, so we have a minimum viable product right now. Like, we haven't, it's still free on the App Store, for instance. Like, we're working on features, but we did a couple launches this summer and there were kids on it and the kids were almost more excited than the adults, like, which blew me away, like, that the kids were so into the storytelling along the way. So
that doesn't surprise me at all. Cause
yeah.
I don't know. You probably didn't notice this, but I'm just like a really tall 12-year-old. That's all. That's it.
Yeah.
So, awesome. You know, I know I totally get the whole idea. And especially if, I don't know, it clangs so many bells for me.
Mm-hmm.
Points of interest that aren't just like, pull over here. This is this is the bridge that was built in 1942. And scene. That's all. It's like, tell me more.
Yeah.
Get me engaged in something. Because you just never know stuff like that will spark something else. I mean, I'm kind of a rock nerd, so I like geology stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I wonder if they have geology in their stories. Like, the geology formation of this. I'd be out my damn mind if I heard that.
You know, I haven't dove in too much to geology. We definitely talk about, like, the volcanic You know, pieces of like the part of our route also involves the Mackenzie Scenic Highway, 242. So all the volcanic.
Isn't that not the craziest thing?
Oh, yeah.
For people that's never seen it, like it's a lava field.
Yeah.
Like miles and miles and miles of
like
a lava field.
80 square miles, I think. Yeah.
I can't even explain it. I'm just like, just go there. I can't. There's an entire turret built out of lava rock.
Right. And the stories like going up that way about how that road was actually made is just fascinating. I mean, and that before the San Ian Pass existed, that was the only way to get over the pass unless you wanted to go all the way up to Mount Hood and then there was the Willamette Pass eventually. But I mean, the Mackenzie Pass was the first one, and it was a harrowing feat to build that road over a lava field.
It's a harrowing road sometimes to drive.
Yeah.
You know.
Now.
But what do you do tech-wise when I was just thinking about there's the park where you can park your car and walk into a couple of different waterfalls there.
Yeah.
Like about halfway point or whatever. And I'm wondering, how does the app work if it loses cell? Is it downloaded? Is it already preloaded or...
Yeah, I mean, so I'm not the tech person in the business. That's my husband, but I've learned enough. People have said, "Christy, you're in tech now," and I'm like, "Okay, I am in tech."
Wait, I knew this. Yeah.
What I learned, I mean, like, GPS works without cell service. Like, did you know
it's
that
satellite? Right.
Yeah, it's all satellite.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
the app itself does not need a cell connection to actually work. So as long as you download the app beforehand, you have all of the content there, it just plays occasionally the GPS can still, you know, imagine like when you're in a concrete building and like the GPS loses signal, or if the forest gets like super dense, like there's a couple places on they call it the Clear Lake Cutoff, like over by Sahale Falls.
Yeah.
Like that it gets That's really
big trees.
Dense there. A couple people have lost the GPS signal there. But it always gets back on track again. And so, that's how it works. So
You is in tech. I hate to break it to you.
I know, I am
in
tech
now.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the creative half of this trio. Creative third of this trio? I don't know.
Yeah.
In terms of, because you're the one that creates the content, right? Creates the stories.
So I research and write all of the content. I mean, Andrew, the narrator, he does a good bit of like, jazzing it up sometimes. Like I might write something that's really boring and he'll kind of give it a little fun spin. You know, I get a little too technical sometimes with like, you know, thinking everybody needs to know this really odd fact. But I think Andrew is of the mind, like if he's bored, then other people will be bored too. So he really does a good job of like taking out some of the too much Christy stuff. Yeah, he's like really good at that.
He's like, sorry, I drifted into womp womp mode.
So because our points don't go over like 2 or 3 minutes. They're kind of like little, you know, good enough to get the information, but not too much to where you get bored and you tune out,
right?
For instance.
So how often do you have like a set pace, like it's every 3 miles, or it's just when things come up, or do you try to like space it out in a 2-hour car ride that it's every 15 minutes or?
Well, we try to give it like at least, we don't have a specific formula for it yet. We're always learning and you can't predict when interesting things come up. So, but we do try to space it out to where there's like at least a 30-second gap between, sometimes it goes up to about 3 minutes, 3 to 4 minutes, never longer than like 4 to 5 minutes of driving without content. And part of that's like, you know, you can talk in the car and like have a little, you know, interchange about like what you just learned, or you can say, do we want to stop there? You know, be able to like engage with people in the car, or if you're by yourself, you know, listen to the radio, listen to your music, you know, whatever you're doing otherwise. So it just kind of pops in and out. So.
Oh, so cool.
Yeah. Very much.
I can only imagine how much you have to sift through though, because there is so much information that you could share.
Yeah, it was a big learning curve, and it still is, like a learning curve of like how we organize the material, you know? I mean, what we jumped into last year, you know, thinking like, we're going to make this audio guide. And then suddenly, yeah, you know, you're learning about all of the intricacies that go into building an app. I mean, building an app in itself is much more difficult than I ever imagined.
Oh no, come on. I mean, I just, as I was kind of researching all this stuff, it just cracked me up, because when I think of apps, I just think of some teenager who's in their room and decides to create Snapchat.
Yeah.
You know, they just do it and they put it together and it's not technical and they make a bajillion dollars at the end. And I'm like, I don't think that's probably very accurate.
Yeah, I know.
You know, either that or it's the unicorn story. So, you know, that's why everybody wants to write an app.
Right.
Because, like, how hard can it be? Because, you know, Chester over here, he just wrote one and he just sold it for a gajillion dollars. So
yeah,
you might as well. Wouldn't that be nice if that was true?
I know, exactly. I know. And those are, I mean, there's the fact that you make the app and then you got to get it out there.
Yeah.
You got to advertise it. You got to market it. And, you know, so, but, and that there's the Apple Store and there's the Google Store and there's all these intricacies of how they work differently. And, you know, luckily that is my husband. Like, that's what he's working on right now. So,
is he like you and everybody else that he has another gig and this is his other side gig?
No, this is like his like full on work right now. He moved here from Belgium 2.5 years ago, I guess. So I was working at Chamawa Indian School at the time. And I think I had the summers off. Let me start with that. I had the summers off. He moved here from Europe. Let's go travel. Like, let's do as much of like exploring together as possible. Like, while I have this sweet gig with the summers off.
Right.
And in the meantime, let's think about a business idea, you know? And
like,
so last year we went out specifically to find a business idea that would engage our love of travel and just kind of all of our interests together. And so the goal has been not to get him a full-time job, like to find something to be able to like put his energy into using his skills, which is in software development. So, so this is where all of his energy goes. Probably too much. You know, now he wakes up in the middle of the night and he's thinking about it. And I mean,
isn't that total entrepreneur though? I mean, being self-employed and deciding that you want to do a business on your own, I you know.
Oh, it's so much harder than the 9-to-5.
Right?
That was another, you know, naive.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Oh, I'm going to run. Well, you know, I think I heard it best described as this. When you work for yourself, you only work half days. You just got to decide which 12 hours those are going to be.
Right. That's a really good way of putting it.
I was just telling Chris that, you know, I used to work for other people back years ago, and then, and I didn't give a crap. I mean that with like love towards myself, but it was like 5 o'clock. I was out.
Right.
And then running my own business, somebody once said, "Do you work weekends?" And I go, you know, I try not to, but yeah, I work a lot of weekends. I work a lot of weekends because nobody's trying to get to me. I know I don't have projects that keep coming in that need my attention. On weekends, I get to do paperwork. It's okay. Don't be jealous. You know?
Right.
So, you know, that's the entrepreneurial lifestyle where you just, it's on your mind.
Yeah.
Because you just, I mean, I've been doing voiceover for 20 plus years, and there isn't a week that goes by that I didn't learn something new.
Yeah.
How to deal with clients, how to read scripts, how to, you know, technical skills of my own, computer skills that I have to learn.
Right.
I just talked to somebody today about another new technology that might be rolled out. And I'm like, yeah, I got to know about it. So.
Right. Yeah, completely.
As an entrepreneur.
But at the same time, like, you're passionate about what you do, right? I mean, so then it's like, yes, I get. I mean, there is that sense of like, I get to do these things.
Passion drives you.
Yeah.
Passion drives me.
Right.
And I find that even if there's like, you have a 9-to-5, but there is still some passion there, it'll still move you forward. But I don't know. For me, passion is everything, because otherwise, how do I stay motivated to do this thing? Because, you know, it's all glamour. on the backside when you succeed, or when somebody looks at you and goes, oh, you have this successful app and you get to write content and he gets to voice that and you guys get to travel and do all this stuff and it's glitter and unicorns.
Yeah.
You know,
I would laugh.
And then, right. Yeah. But the reality is what when you're developing an app?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the main thing, well, we kind of did this to ourselves and we set ourselves some deadlines in the sense of like, we want to get a minimum viable product out, because if we didn't set those goals, it probably, we would still not have an app right now.
Right.
So we set ourselves some pretty lofty goals like this summer to have our product and have a launch party. So we set up a launch party before we had a product, you know?
That's awesome.
But yet, you know, it was the night of my husband's birthday and he's on his computer at the restaurant, you know, like doing stuff like as because we're 2 days before our launch. And it's like, you got to get this app up because this is like where our friends are coming in, our family, like people are celebrating with us that we've done this thing and they want to use it.
Yeah.
And, you know, but then there's like nights without the sleep and, you know, just like, and again, we kind of did that to ourselves to get that, you know, the beta testing period and be able to have this product that then we get to say, okay, here's what's working. Here's what's not working. Cause now we're in this phase, like where we're doing all the, you know, all the comments and all the suggestions
that we
received from people, which was awesome. Like being able to like, now take it to where it's going to be in that commercial level, like where we get to, you know, hopefully take it up to the Portland area. I mean, that's where a lot of the tourism is in the state.
Sure.
It will be in Eugene, I think, especially coming up in 2021. We're going to be focusing on developing routes like out to the coast and down to Crater Lake and all of that kind of stuff. But
there is so much. There's so much for you to do that I can only imagine part of it is like, which ones do we do? I mean, like, how do you prioritize that?
Yeah. Well, first it's on the number of people visiting those areas.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, and then of course, like, I mean, Crater Lake, so many people go there too. Like, that's like a goal. Like, even though there's, if you live in Oregon, we all know there's so many more beautiful places. They're not more beautiful, but just as. But that's
our
like,
only national park.
Yes, it's always a goal of people. Like, I got to go to Crater Lake, you know. So, yeah. But then also then the task of, like, getting people to, like, recognize this is a way to, like, explore.
Yeah.
You know, kind of, like, prepackaged. Like, here you go. Even if you're a local, like, we'd like to think that if you've driven that road to Bend 100 times, you're still going to use this app and like have a new experience of driving that road.
I know. My mom lives on the Oregon coast and I'm like 126. I'm like, oh yeah, I know all the trees. I know where all the curves are.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that would be amazing for me to be able to listen to something as I'm driving there, yelling at the recreational vehicles, get out of my way. The giant Winnebago.
But to be able to like know like just about the settling of that area or who you know how the stories of of Vanita and
I love a good factoid, so this is like right up my alley.
So my husband does to go back to that, he does all the content or the app writing and the software development and the tech part.
Yeah.
Which is big.
Yeah.
That's a big piece of it. So.
Yeah, for one guy.
Yeah, for one
guy. So no wonder. I'm surprised he sleeps at all.
Well, he's
slacker.
He has a hard time with it. It's getting better. We're trying to get better. So.
Yeah, well, there's a lot that goes into the development of any business.
Right.
But something like this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Product reviews. I mean, when I'm looking for an app or something, I always look at the reviews. And what I've noticed lately is developers are responding to reviews when people are like, this stupid app didn't work for shit or whatever, or like this upgrade or whatever, all this stuff comes up. And now I've seen the developers are like, thanks, we were unaware of this, or we're trying to fix this glitch or whatever.
Right.
And do you think that, does it have to be perfect to roll out, or can you fix stuff as things, as people bring stuff to your attention, feedback or criticism, whatever, you know, whatever works, you know?
I mean, actually, like, I mean, luckily, right now it has like all 5-star reviews because it's mostly our friends.
As it should, right?
And right now it's still free, which I also think, like, when you're in that space, like, you know, you're not getting the criticism that you would when you start charging money for something, you know? Like, and that's kind of the place where we're at, of trying to make it, like, the best, like, where, okay, I paid money for this. Like, okay, yeah. Like, right. This is a high-value product.
Right.
But just the other day, Travel Lane County, so Eugene, I never know if they're Travel Lane County or Eugene Cascades and Coast Visitor Center, but those right. people have just been amazing to work
Yay.
With. And one of their vice president of something did the drive like last week and called me and, you know, had all these comments then and wrote them out. And, you know,
wow.
it was great to like have the feedback. It was none of the criticisms were anything that we hadn't heard before. Like, yeah. it's kind of just some of the glitches that are part of, like, the whole system.
Right.
But, you know, just some of the ideas of, like, future partnerships and, like, kind of some ways that it can develop down the road to be able to work with other people in the community is really exciting.
Oh, it's got really big tourism appeal.
Yeah.
For tourism and chambers of commerce and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't think you're going to have any problem with sponsorship, something like that.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, that'll be the direction we go once we, yeah, finally do what we want. We want to make these big routes first, and then we'll turn to probably working more closely with people in the communities if we had more of a team. I mean, that's also another goal, right? To get a little bigger.
Well, if you get bigger, you can just move just a little bit faster to create more content and do more stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, and I just from a consumer standpoint too, that it would be very interesting to have, you know, like, this is the route you go. If I'm driving to Bend a lot, and then, you know, I have like four or five different tours that I could take
mm-hmm.
from the same route, but you just give me different content every single time.
Yeah, I mean, that's the dream.
That's the dream.
And then to have, you know, I mean, we got connected because the people at Eugene Tech found out about us and then were really supportive of us. And like Jessica and Kimberly from Eugene Tech came on our launch party. I know they've just been awesome. And we did the Facebook Live thing with them this summer. That was really fun. And then one of the comments was like, what about female vocal people, you know? And that was where I came in contact with you because, I mean, of course, you know, like, we want to have female narration. We would love to be able to have different languages. I mean, that would be
amazing.
Yeah. So, but all of this, we're limited, of course, by time and money.
Oh,
I mean, that's always.
those things.
Yeah.
The
dream's there, though. Like, we've got the dream. So we're just trying to be strategic about how we start, you know, keep moving forward with everything.
Because you have to keep reaching, right? You got to keep reaching for that. So I actually really appreciate that you said these really grueling deadlines for yourself. Because sometimes if you work for yourself, I noticed this for myself. In fact, I was bitching before we came on the mic that it was like, you know, I set deadlines for myself, and sometimes it bites me in the ass when people are like, can I get that right now? Because they're so used to me returning stuff in a timely fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And just because they give me 5 days doesn't mean that I take all 5 days to do something.
Right.
So, I'm deadline driven, but I'm also, you know, that keeps me motivated and from sitting on my ass and just like, well, I am so done, so I'm just going to do like my nails right now because, you know, it's like, and so whatever those work. And so I keep reaching for other stuff, for education or, again, all of those things that entrepreneurs need to do for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But also reaching for the next thing. What do I want to do next? How am I going to find that? How am I going to do that?
Right.
And I find that that's really... That's one of the things that gets me out of bed in the morning, and I'm excited every damn day, even when I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
You know? So if you can be excited about your job or what you're creating, I call it the 85% life. If you're 85% of the time, if you're thrilled with your life, you're golden.
Because
15% of your life, you don't like nobody.
Yeah. Right.
You don't like yourself, your dog, Your husband, your house.
I don't know. I always like my dog. Yeah. Usually.
Okay, there's like the dog exception. Okay. So what are your short-term goals, or just to get more routes up?
That's in the next year, yeah. So it'll be, yeah. I mean, I'll just say that we're working on Mount Hood, and then right after that's the Gorge.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll be coming back to Eugene, and we'll do the Crater Lake one. So,
oh, wow.
Cross our fingers, all three of those are done by next summer. Like, that's the...
Holy crap.
That's the goal. Like, Andrew's gotten so good at narrating in a hurry. Like, yeah. Doing all the recording. He does it out of his closet.
Yeah.
At home. And he's just, you know, I mean, the synergy, like, between, like, how the three of us are working together, it's just incredible. So we've learned so much about the process. And so we can do it quite fast now once we get the points written. I mean, that's where, you know, we are going on a trip over the next few weeks, but I will be reading, like, that's where I'll be reading and, like, soaking in all of the Mount Hood, like, history pieces of, you know, the Oregon Trail, the Barlow Road, the, all of that, really.
The WPA.
Yeah, the CCC. Yeah. I mean, all of the such amazing work that went into building that place and making it what it is today, you know, and that it almost didn't have sustainability, you know. There were periods of time there where it was like, oh, is Timberline Lodge gonna keep being Timberline Lodge, you know? I mean, you have the Depression and you have the downturn of economy and like all that kind of, you know, those times. So hopefully letting Oregonians like connect to those stories and visitors.
Yeah,
you know.
So do you think once the technology part is should I even say glitch free? Is that such a thing?
No, it probably won't ever be. Yeah.
But I mean, once you think you got like something that works really well, do you think that that's the biggest hurdle right now is to make sure that the tech portion is working well? Am I stating that right?
I know my husband has a lot of pressure on him right now. Yes.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to add any more. Sorry.
No. I mean the tech part of it, for sure. But really, I mean, my big piece, like, because not only do I do the content part, but I'm also like trying to do the social media and the advertisement and the marketing. But I mean,
no big deal.
Yeah.
You didn't want to sleep either,
yeah.
Did you?
I mean, that's a beast, you know,
That's what interns are for, Christy.
I know. I've heard about those.
Yeah.
I've heard about those.
That's what interns. Yeah. You only have, like, what, 5 universities close by?
Yeah. Yeah. So, and last year we tried to find an intern, but we didn't even have our product out yet. So I think it'll be a little easier now that we have a product, you know, and a business to be able to work with. Yeah.
Awesome.
But it's a whole, you know, it's a whole thing. We made a video, so that was really fun. So we're in our final like editing of that, you know, just like a video advertisement. So we're kind of like we're like on the back burner for just like a bit, which is kind of nice. Like I'm not feeling like gotta post today and like gotta, you know, get the likes and the followers and the views and the people and all of that. We're going to bounce back up there in this, you know, winter, spring when our new routes are up, but we're definitely in like a work phase again right now.
Wow. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
But fun, right?
So much fun. Yeah. Wow. I mean, I feel, so happy every day that this is my, this is my life, you know, even though I loved all of my work before this, but, you know, this is I had no idea life was going to take me here. So, I mean, I just got laid off at the beginning of the year. Like I was shoved into entrepreneurship. Yeah. I always knew that we wanted to do this, but I had a full-time job that I couldn't, you know, how do you leave like a paycheck, right? And it took like a big, you know, kick in the ass to make it happen.
I think sometimes the universe does that for you,
mm-hmm.
especially when you're just like, well, I'm fine. You know, it's just like, I'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
I've known quite a few people that they have their plan for when that day comes, air quotes.
Yeah.
And the universe kind of goes, oh, yeah, FYI, that day's like now.
Right.
You're like,
Mine was January 15th. So,
and that was for that was the school?
Yeah, I was working under a federal contract at Chemawa Indian School. So, well, Chemawa Behavioral Health. So, with my therapy degree.
Okay.
So, and yeah, and I think that I mean, working at Chemawa was like one of my like also huge pieces of education for knowing that like there were so many stories that are not being told and not being shared, yeah. And that, you know, I had to deconstruct every bit of history I had ever learned, you know, not every bit, but so much of United States history that just is not really just kind of truthfully told.
Yeah.
It's
told from the perspective of the victor.
Yeah. And yeah. So we're very like aware. I mean, at least we try to be very aware in like the app, you know, and the development of like the stories of the app to be.
Yeah.
Aware of that bias of like where does the narration of the story come from, what perspective? So
that's amazing.
Yeah. So Chemawa was really like influential as far as learning that piece of history, of United States history, of Oregon history. I mean, of boarding school history. I mean, I don't know how many people know that the boarding schools actually existed and that there's still a few of them here in the United States. And, yeah, so working there was just an incredible, experience, but then suddenly, yeah, the contract got yanked.
Surprise. I know. Said no one. Yeah.
I know. Right. Yeah. And so, yeah, so I, was on this wonderful program in Oregon called the Self-Employment Assistance Program. Don't know if anybody out there knows about it, but it's awesome. If you get laid off and you have a business idea, you get to collect all of your unemployment money.
Wow.
Yeah, for 6 months and not have to look for work. State of Oregon supports you in working on becoming self-employed. Isn't that awesome?
Amazing.
Right? I know.
Yeah.
So that was a really nice, like, you know, I don't want to quit my full-time job. But then the state of Oregon giving you this like support to like, you're going to be okay.
Well, so. And a company like yours, when it takes off,
yeah,
you know, when it becomes successful and when it branches out to only know where, you know, like other states, other routes, you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this is the kind of company that takes off and starts to hire other people.
Yeah.
In a really big way.
Right. I mean, you know? Yeah, for sure.
Developers and content creators and good Lord almighty. Yeah. And of course, fabulous voice talent.
I know, voice talent. I mean, yeah, people to help write. I mean, yeah, the history. Or people to help my husband with the tech stuff.
Oh,
I mean,
you know
all of that. So.
So
we would love to. Yeah. I mean, build a network of people that are passionate about this, you know, passionate about these stories. And
Well, and making it fun.
Yeah, we're trying.
So if you had a piece of advice for somebody that wants to try to do their own app, what would it be?
Definitely work with somebody who knows what they're doing, I guess. Like,
in terms of
find an app developer.
Yeah.
starting from scratch. I mean, you know, my husband in software development, like, sure, like, but it's definitely like, it's a whole new language, right? Of like being able to do that and really know, yeah, like who your audience is, like who, like all the bells and whistles, I guess. But it's also, that's what updates are for too. Like, you also don't have to have it perfect at the beginning. Like, it will grow, it will change, like it will evolve, which is kind of cool.
All things do if they start to take on their own life.
Yeah,
they can't help it.
Yeah,
you know, what you're willing to do and where you want it to go,
yeah,
is really the driving force to it. Are you going to do like one of the free with in-app purchase things that is so popular right now, or are you going to just try to do like the flat rate and you can get all of the programs that you have, or do you know?
Well, I mean, we kind of know, like, we're starting where it's just like a, you know, $5, like you do a drive. So you want to go from Eugene to Bend, it's $5. But then if you want to go from like Eugene to the Crater Lake, it'll be another $5. And then you know, and five is like, you know, it might be five. Who knows? I don't know exactly.
Oh, come on. It's going to be $4.99.
$4.99.
You know it's going to be $4.99.
Yeah. Ideally, you know, we'll have a network of these to where somebody flies into PDX and they can say, I want this bundle. I mean, this is kind of how it works in Hawaii, for instance. Hawaii has a wonderful network. There's two big companies that are there that do these audio guides. Wow. And every time you pull over at an overview, you hear either this one guy's voice or this other guy's voice.
Like, funny.
Because people have it on their cars, and that's how they're driving around Hawaii, like doing the road to Hana or, you know, exploring Maui. And so they, you can buy them as a bundle. Like, you can say, I want the whole island of Maui. So for here, it would be like, I want to do the whole, you know, Mount Hood Loop Road, or, you know, I want to do the Portland to Bend Loop or something like that. Like, you can buy a bundle of all the drives, or you can just buy them singularly. So, yeah. Right now, we don't have enough to be able to, like, make those decisions
right
yet, but they will happen eventually.
You guys are so lazy. Like, what's taking so long?
Right.
You know, only time. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know if you like, if we'll ever do like a subscription thing, like where you can just get them all. I'm not sure how that'll work, but for now, just like the paper drive type thing, you know, we really hope to also work with communities, like where the community could actually pay to get the app made for their stories, like of their communities, and then be able to offer them to, you know, the people that are coming to visit.
Amazing.
So, you know, we would love to be able to do that, like, you know, for Eugene, however that might work someday, you know.
Wow.
Just with all of the walking tours or, you know, that kind of stuff. So
that would be amazing.
Like, I know.
I didn't even think about that. Like, of course, communities have stories to tell and their history to tell and share.
Yeah. And the landmarks, you know, like, go visit this thing. Don't miss that. You know, all of that. So.
So cool. I'm sorry you're bored.
We just don't have. Yeah. I mean, it is. The struggle now is choosing the direction to go, like where do we put our time and attention? Cause it would get really easy to get lost and go down a wormhole of like, wow, we just spent months doing something that wasn't moving us like in the direction forward. So,
Well, and I mean, my mind is like, oh my God. And then you could do like the ghost ones, and then you could do like the geology ones, and then you could do like the tree ones. And then like, oh my God.
Oh, I know. Wouldn't that be so fun?
It would be so fun. Yeah. And I don't envy you having to try to decide what's next.
Yeah.
Because there's so many wonderful options.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're really lucky where we live, right?
Like, right. Ocean, forest, mountains.
Oh yeah,
desert.
There's so many so many places to explore and visit. And what's so fun now is like, you know, we've gotten really into doing these trips where we go to the coast, and now it's like, what are the things that people aren't visiting frequently? And like, let's go visit those places and see what it's about. So then we can. So for instance, is like over at the coast. What is it? Just north of. So we went and did like the Hobbit Trail over at just by Hasita Head. Do you know this Hobbit Trail?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Like, and then if you keep driving north, there's like this really like, what is it? Brian Booth State Park or something like that. It's got a very plain name, but you go in there and it's this amazing like marshland of all of these like wildlife and birds, and you can kayak these swamps like, and you can kayak all the way from these like marshlands out to the ocean. Because of the way that the sandbar sits. And so it's just really fun to like, and that's like, you know, just over an hour or whatever from Eugene. And so to find out about these places that like, I don't know, that we never knew of before, but we're into like finding all of the hidden that then we can, you know, share the story of and that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what the really horrible thing is I thought of you for it now.
What's that?
Is that all of your research is going to also become books.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be cool if we were the ones to actually write them, though.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're going to have all the content and the scripts and stuff, so you might as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Might as well.
Of course, we are all about, like, trying, like, to encourage sustainability. I mean, ideally, people are going to be carpooling, you know, or...
Yeah.
Or if it is on a tour bus, or who knows, like...
Wow.
I mean, and we do our best to talk about how do we keep this place, like, green, and how do we keep, you know... how do we use our resources most effectively, like while we're doing these drives, and like really use our platform of like these audio guides to also educate a bit, you know, about wildfires, just about human impact, because that's the day and age we're in, right? It's like, we're, you know, we've got all of this wonderful, beautiful space, but we're also in this age of, you know, incredible human impact.
So,
take that for what it's worth.
No, I mean, all of it's, you have a captive audience.
Yeah.
So why not?
Right.
You know, as long as you're just not like, womp, womp, do what we say, be a good steward.
Yeah.
You know, it's part of the, but again, it kind of goes back to what I was saying at the beginning of what you were saying, is your love of stories and how it connects to people and everything else. Mm-hmm. So you're just following your own guide, your own story guide when you do stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, we're definitely, yes, for
you,
sure.
You didn't know I was going to wind it up like that,
did you?
That was
so good. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming today. And I really hope that we're going to get updates where you guys are and as you add new routes and things like that. So
yeah, you know, like you should get Andrew. Andrew would be great to bring on here.
And right.
You can interview him all about his favorite places in Eugene, because he's like really...
That's right. Yeah, well, you know, I have to hear how he narrates the stuff, especially from his closet. I haven't done closet narration in a very long time.
Yeah, he loves it, I think. That's awesome. You know, I'm like, we could actually do a studio here. And he's like, you know, I'm good. Like,
right. He I'm really, all set up in my closet.
He's like, the clothes, it's like, good. You know, they're just like this amazing...
They do. They're sound absorbers.
Mm-hmm.
But so I'll look forward to getting some updates from you. And thanks again for coming and sharing the adventure of creating an app.
Yeah. Together Anywhere.
Together Anywhere.
Yeah. Audio guides. So
And they can get it now free. Well, which is my next question. Where can people find you?
Well, either on the Android, so the Google Play or Apple stores. And you just type in a variety of things like Oregon driving guides, Oregon audio guides. Together Anywhere, though, is... That's the name of our company, so that will take you directly to it as well.
And your social medias, your favorite things?
Yeah, it's all Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, even though I'm not the best at Twitter, is at Together Guides. So,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks again for coming in. This has been enlightening, and I'm so excited to get the app.
Thank you. Thank you. Do the drive. Yeah, enjoy Oregon in like a totally new way.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, JoJo.
And now for some housekeeping. HugeCast would like to thank its contributors, volunteers, and sponsors. A huge thanks goes out to Mark Davis at Eugene Tech for providing guidance and enthusiasm, to Trifoya for providing equipment, space, beverages, and the occasional pizza, and to That Supergirl for providing web hosting. Our producer is Kimberly Noel. Music and soundscapes conceived by Mike Jones. Audio editors include Mike Jones and Christopher Mitchell. Audio engineer is Christopher Mitchell. HugeCast hosts are the amazing Adam Wendt and the delightful JoJo Jensen. If you like what you hear, please give us a review. 5 stars would be nice. And who knows, we might even read your comments during the show. So thanks for listening, or sleeping through it. Either way, thanks.